The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. I just saw about 15 pounds of grilled New York strip walk by me. Oh my gosh, you got to get out here. We're at Sobey's Meats on Remembrance Road. We got the grills fired up out front. It's going to be a great day. But, Bob, we want to talk a little bit about not New York strip that went by, but...
That smells so good.
It did. But let's talk about some of the lesser cuts that you might have to tenderize. How do you tenderize meat?
Well, I'm going to an event later on, and I'm picking up some flank steak. Flank steak is something that is a lot of people don't grill. And they're missing it because just like the flat iron, it has a very beefy flavor. That's why it's so good for, like, if you're doing any Mexican dishes
fajitas
or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's something you're going to want to shave at an angle and, you know, cut real thin and go cross grain and everything with. But I want to talk about a jacquard because a lot of people don't have them. And it just looks like about, you know, you'd want to get like a 48-pin jacquard, and it's got like 48 needles, and you just stamp your meat with it. And what it does is it breaks that connective tissue down. And if you have an inch and a half piece of steak, by the time you get done hitting your jacquard on it, it's going to be an inch piece. But it's going to be really tender. It'll cook faster, it'll be more tender, and you'll be really happy that you took a couple minutes to pound on that thing with your jacquard. It costs about $40 or $50. I think Tim has some in stock here. If not, he will have some after we mentioned it because the phones will be ringing.
You know, I have one, and I bought it, and I've used it a couple times on flank steak. And you have to be careful with it, though. You don't want to overdo it, only because when you start grilling a piece of meat that's hit it too heavy with jacquard,
yeah.
It dried out on me.
You only want to do it one time in each section.
Right.
That's a great point.
And I was like hammering it up and down, and it's a little spring-loaded thing, and you just keep hitting it, And I way overdid it. So if you're going to try one of these things, less is more.
Absolutely right. And this, we've got Steve Geikemas hanging around here a little bit more from Hudsonville Winery. We're drinking some of his Pinotage, and with a flank steak, this Pinotage. Oh man, you're going to have a great Valentine's Day, buddy. Let me tell you that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Uh huh. Let's hope Mama likes Pinot.
You know, it's ice fishing season too, and we were talking about that. I finally got ice on the lake out behind my house, and we're going to do a little fishing today. And you know what? You can grill perch, crappie, pike, walleye. You can put all of that stuff on the grill. It doesn't need to be deep fried. Leave the skin on it. Take the scales off. Leave the skin on it. Don't need a cedar plank. Just put a little oil on it to make sure that it doesn't stick to your grill grate.
The skin. Yep.
And don't flip it. That's the key. Don't flip it. You don't need the pretty grill marks. But stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we're going to run down that sturgeon season again. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.